Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Vicky Gann. Vicky is the founder at Love for Love Ministry. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So been almost 11 years on LinkedIn, but 13 years of teaching Love for Love Ministry. So can you share us the brief journey of 13 years with us as quickly as possible, how you started off and how the journey has transformed?
Well, I began teaching and then it turned into a writing ministry. And I began writing books. I have 12 unpublished books at this time that I've been working on while I've been teaching and while I've been building my platform. The first thing a writer is told if she or he wants to go the traditional route is they have to build a social platform before any writer is even looked at, because that's what they base their risk taking on, is if they have a huge following or on social media, which would represent them and making money off the, you know, their readers buying the book, which, you know, that makes sense. Before COVID, I traveled all over the place, teaching and building my platform through talking people face-to-face and also on LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, a lot less, because we all really like talking to people and meeting people in places and different cultures and different languages face-to-face. At least I do. I like talking to people face-to-face. So this learning on how to teach began after COVID, that I had to learn just like everybody else, how to teach, how to communicate, Zoom, Skype, and, you know, LinkedIn does videos now that you can do also on LinkedIn. I'm not really good at learning how to do and talk to machine, as you could tell right now. And speaking to the light as the person, but, you know, I'm learning just like everybody else.
Okay. So, and, you know, COVID has made all of us kind of like change our working styles and change our adaptability habits. So what challenges have you faced initially, and how you've been managed to overcome them in order to reach out to your audience, engage with them, how to be able to coach them?
Well, for me as a writer, see, I'm a writer, so I work alone anyway.
Okay.
I work so for me, I work at home or I work on my laptop. I can write anywhere I want to. But of course, right now, I mean, I can go in the park. I can go places. And you can do that too now. You don't have to be in an office. And I think that that's great. but a lot of people are used to having that work, you know, that work culture. In an office, and for them, that would be an adjustment they would have to make, because their office is going to look different, it's going to feel different, and to discipline yourself to work at home or in other ways that you're not used to is hard if you're not used to it. See, I'm a writer, so I'm used to working by myself. Being a writer is a lonely job. It appears to be a lonely job, but for me, it's the most fulfilling thing, because I'm writing what my Lord pours into me, I pour out. Other writers that aren't Christian writers might be writing through their characters that are in their mind and in their heart. So they're not really alone either, because they have all these characters coming out and flowing out of them. So they're not really alone. So for me, that wasn't a huge adjustment, because I'm used to working alone. The teaching part was what was I had to adjust to, because I like talking to people. I like touching them. I like hugging them. I like shaking their hands and high fives and interacting physically with people when I teach them. And when we understand each other, it was so important to me to get that interaction with a person. And that I had to adjust to. But we have to remember, I'm a Christian. So my mind is already developed through Christ and adapting to everything. I mean, that's what I teach. So for me, having to adapt to change or having to adapt to something that's different every single day, I don't have a problem with. And that's part of what I teach. So I don't have a problem with change, but I can see a whole lot of people that do today. And I think that's why my teaching has increased and people reaching out, because they are, they're not used to change. They don't like change. They don't know how to adapt. Their mind is, anxious. They get anxious, they get scared, because they're not used to having to have that mind that can adapt. A true Christian has that mind already. But in the world,
which brings me to my next question, in regards to COVID, with the vaccine being rolled out, hopefully we are at the end of the pandemic, so how do you see the world evolving in regards to work cultures? Do you see everyone going back to office 100%, or do you see people going 1 day to office, 2 days at home? So how do you see the world adopting once the things have been rolled out?
That's a good question. I think it's going to have to do with I think the world's adjusted to what they can give up with and the value and what they spend their money on and what they have to spend their money on. I mean, they're going to have a mindset that, do we have to spend money on these elaborate office buildings and offices and places that we're building and cities? Do we have to spend that much elaborate money on places like that? Or can we actually work from home and meet at places that doesn't cost all that money? I mean, that's the way I see it changing, because office buildings and cities are full of money spent on things that we don't really have to spend it on. And I think that a lot of companies have opened their minds to that they've wasted a whole lot of money on buildings and offices and cubicles and, when they didn't really have to. That's the way I see it.
Got it. Makes sense. So, which brings me to my last question in regards to so you've been consistently at it, at your thing for the last 13 years. So what top 3 pieces of advice would you give to young individuals who are starting off as a career in writing or founding things? Top 3 pieces of advice would you give to them?
I have 3 children. All 3 of them have been to college and got degrees, and they've never faced anything like this either. My youngest is in his late 20s. He also has a home and a child of his own. So I'm going to tell people exactly what I tell my own children. I look at every young person as hope for our future. So really, you're going to have to be comfortable in who you are. And I'm a Christian, so I'm comfortable in being who I am through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. However you find your comfort in who you are, of course, I'm going to tell you there's one way and one truth to only find that. But if you find where you're comfortable, you should be comfortable anywhere. You should be able to adapt to any situation. You should be able to adapt to change, because that's what life is full of, is change, constant change. And each generation is going to face something they've never faced before. I mean, because history repeats itself over and over and over again. Nothing new has been created that hasn't already been. I mean, people will tell you, oh, I've never done this before, but you haven't, but somebody has. And we today have ways that we can adapt to things ways that they didn't. And we should look at those ways that we can adapt and through technology or whatever is out there for us to adapt and still communicate and still find that connection with each other and still care about each other, still lead each other the right way, and help each other to get that mind where they can adapt to change, whatever that is for them.
God. Ricky, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm pretty sure we could have talked for another 15 to 20 minutes, but since it's part of our marketing strategy, we have to keep these podcasts within 12 minutes. Thank you so much for being on the show, and take care of yourself.
Okay, you too. Thanks for having me.